Hello, everyone. This is Mike Quinsey connecting the light. My guest today is Janine Regan-Sinclair. She's a crystal chi specialist and clinical hypnotherapist who works from Harley Street in London. She's the founder of the Crystal Key Foundation. She's also an author and teacher, and she's into health, wellness, and fitness. So welcome to the program, Janine.
Thank you, Michael. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Yes, I'm looking forward to having a chat with you. I can't remember having had too many hypnotherapists on my program. So tell me how you got into that type of work.
Well, to be honest, hypnotherapy is really a very small part of what I do. My main work involves crystal key energy, which is working with opalescent diamond energy and spiritual healing. So the hypnotherapy came much, much later when I wanted to learn more about how the mind affects the body and healing and the reality that we live in. So initially, I started my life as a therapist working with energy, and then that developed into spiritual healing as well. And then the hypnotherapy came in with regression, and it kind of evolved from there, really. And it's that's where the 21-day mind detox came from, which is a mixture of all of it.
Yes, because I read that you actually made a documentary about that 21-day detox.
Yeah, last year I was involved with Meg Matthews, who is the ex-wife of rock legend Noel Gallagher, and she said she would help me make a documentary. And there was a couple of doctors involved as well, Dr. Manjeet Samantha Lawton, who's an MD. She's also an author, and she has made a movie as well. And basically we wanted to get some more information out there, not just about the detox. It was about people suffering with mental health issues and addictions that were affected by what could be looked on as spiritual problems or energetic problems. Something called, the technical term is an entity, but it's actually an energy mass. People think of the word entity as a bit scary. You know, it's been used in horror films and things like that, but actually an entity is simply an energy mass, and these things can come into people's energy field and into their energy centers known as chakras, and literally, you know, change their personality, cause depression, cause them to become addicted to, you know, alcohol, drugs, sex, shopping, whatever it is, on all sorts of other issues, health issues as well. So the documentary, I wrote it myself and invited six women to come in that all had experience of healing, or, you know, Meg was very open and honest in the program that she'd had problems with addictions herself, and that that she actually worked with me to help her remove these entities. And so the program was put together really to create more education and give people a choice, rather than going down just the medical route with drugs to treat depression and bipolar and many other things. And that there are diseases such as chronic fatigue that can be energy mass entity created, and IBS and stuff like that. So it's actually on YouTube. It's on my website, so people can go and see the 15-minute pilot. Just opening people's minds, really, and giving people that may be suffering another option or something else to look into, you know, another choice.
Right. Now, I would like to just get back to your detoxification interest. I guess you mainly attribute that to additives or preservatives in foods. Would that be a correct assessment there?
Well, not in the sense that I'm working. People detox in, you know, that kind of thing, yes. But I'm working on detoxing the mind. I'm sure many of your listeners realize that the mind creates the health, the healthy body or the unhealthy body. The mind creates the whole reality that we live in, including our body. So the 21-day mind detox was something I developed about 3 years ago now. And the way it works is I use my energy knowledge, my regression knowledge from hypnotherapy, and my spiritual knowledge to access what may be causing the disease in the body, the addiction, the fear, the phobia, various other problems caused by maybe emotional toxicity. You know, people that are very angry can have liver problems, for example, and this type of thing where the toxic emotions actually store in the body. People that are very fearful can have problems with their kidneys because fear tends to stick in the kidneys. It also is quite common for fear energy to stay in the knees. Even in young people, I have people coming to me with aching knees, and it's usually just this fear-based energy. So the detox works by regressing people back to find the initial cause of the problem in their body. For instance, with addiction, I see three different types of addictions mainly. I'm not saying that that's all there are. There are, you know, many more, I'm sure. But with me, there are three types that I've dealt with, and that's past life addiction, where people may have been addicted a couple of lifetimes ago and have come into this lifetime with that addiction program still within their genetic spiritual blueprint, and it affects their behavior. You've got people that may have been through a trauma and turned to alcohol for comfort, and it gets a grip. Again, in this position, people are vulnerable to these entities and energy masses that I talk about, which, you know, tend to hold them in that negative zone. Yes. And then you get people that can be unlucky, young people especially, that are experimenting with recreational drugs. And maybe something attaches to them and starts using them as a host and encouraging them to keep taking more and more of the alcohol or the drug or you know, whatever it is that they've become addicted to. So I work to regress them to find the initial cause, because there's no point in taking out bits. You need to find the seed that's created the problem. And then we use visualization and imagery techniques to help them let go of this. And then I set that up to work over a 21-day period. And what actually happens is I'm using remote healing on them, bringing the crystal key energy, which is diamond discs and nets, a bit like a fishing trawler net, surrounds the body and pulls out any discordant energies. So over the following 21 nights, I'm actually performing remote healing on my clients to remove the energy that's been released slowly by the mind. 21 days is a natural programming kind of cycle. Anything you do for 15 minutes for 21 days becomes a habit. So I work on the same premise that over a 21-day period, you can release things and remove the habits and the programs. It's just the way it works for me, and I'm getting very good results with it. So That's what the detox is about. It's not your stereotypical, you know, removing toxins from the body and a workout.
So once you've regressed someone and you can identify where the cause of the addiction, does that in itself release them from it, or do you still have to do extra work?
Well, some people are very lucky. In Meg's case, she actually sent me a text message 10 days into the 21 days and said, this has worked. I'm thinking differently. You know, I know that the addiction's gone. Other people may need some top up with some flower formulas, perhaps, if it's with working with addiction, or if they're releasing anger, for example. And a lot of angry people out there. Again, I would advise them to take some flower formulas and, you know, the droplets in the water for a few weeks to help them, you know, progress with releasing whatever they need to release. And I also work with serious illness as well, which is why I'm putting my foundation together, is in the hope that we can get funding and get enough money in to be able to perform the mind detoxes on children that have got serious illnesses and disease, because I'm a great believer that, you know, with the right knowledge, you can heal anything, even things like cancer and and leukemia and serious, you know, serious problems like that. So the whole, my reason for being is to create an educational forum and open a big sanctuary somewhere where people can bring their children to get help, and it will be donation based. And then on the other level, I've got other people coming to me who can afford to pay for the treatments, will pay for the treatment. So that way everybody gets the help they need.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned young people being on drugs. Were you saying that they can also bring that addiction with them? Because I think one gets a general impression that young people are all out for getting kicks and things like that, and they probably experiment with them anyway.
Yeah, well, I'm quite lucky to have a 20-year-old son who is not into drugs, and he has a pint now and then with his dad. But I think the youth of today are very vulnerable, and I don't see them as all out there wild taking drugs and sleeping around. But I think a lot of them are in a cycle of behaviour that is quite dangerous for them, and they don't realise that even one night partying, taking something like ecstasy, for example, or even smoking, you know, marijuana, they can end up with an entity coming into their body that stays with them, that can completely, you know, destroy their lives. If they realized how vulnerable they were, maybe they would think twice. And, you know, I'm hoping that somebody will maybe contact me and we can really go for making it a more formal documentary. This one was funded by my foundation, which is mainly funded by me at the moment. I could do with some help there. That we can get, you know, some TV company interested in making a higher budget documentary to teach people about the dangers. And it's not just children, you know, and young people taking drugs. You've got a lot of very well educated middle aged professional people that have problems with cocaine addiction and things like that, in stressful situations. It's not just the youth, is it? And it's not just drugs, it's alcohol. People that, when they get drunk, the floaty feeling they get is actually their energy centers, their chakras opening up in the crown, in the head. And it's like opening the door to your body and allowing any energies that are floating around wherever you are to just come in and take up residence. And this is the kind of thing that we're looking at, really. I've met some really beautiful people that have, you know, ended up with problems like this because of just one night at a party. So it's not something that, you know, I would label as people that are junkies or kids behaving badly. This is a problem throughout society on many levels, with many respectable people as well.
Yes. I agree with you as far as your mentioning alcohol and drugs that have the effect of, as I always used to understand it, opening up your aura, and through that other entities can get in.
Exactly.
You refer to it as the chakras, but I guess we're both talking of the same thing. But I always found that interesting because you sometimes read of people that have got drunk and then start fights and things like that. When they're sober, they say, "I can't believe it was me. You know, I'm never normally like that." And I often wonder if those sort of occurrences are actually due to the entity that's taken them over.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, how most of us at some point in our, you know, in our younger years or even in our older years have heard somebody say exactly that. They've misbehaved when they've had too much to drink. And they've actually said things. There's a phrase called, "I don't know what possessed me to do that."
Yeah.
Literally, this is what's happening. And, you know, society tend to, I think a lot of people are open-minded to these things. You know, they are aware, but it tends to be shunned a bit. And I understand there was a documentary on television about people performing exorcisms in the Muslim community. And I feel there is a real need for this. I don't like to use the word exorcisms. People tend to prefer the word spirit releasement. Yeah. But these things do happen. And, you know, for people out there that don't believe, they need to ask themselves questions like, why do the churches train priests as exorcists if there's no such thing as possession? Mm. You know, most people, if they did have a problem with a haunted house or something like that, the priest is the first people they call upon because they've been trained to deal with these things. And yes. A lot of healers have as well. It's, you know, it's something that if you know what you're doing and you're coming from a place of love and light and you've got that confidence within you, you can help people. And I'm certainly one of these people that do believe, well, I do help people that with all sorts of issues. And I've got a very open mind, thankfully.
Now, when you talk again of people being possessed by entities, when you do your work, can you actually identify that condition? And do you find it sometimes difficult to get the entity out?
The techniques I use are very successful. I've never had anybody that I couldn't remove an entity from. Some of them may be a bit of a struggle that take longer than the hour it would normally take. The longest I've worked on is up to 3 hours, I think, with one person, but we got there in the end. So far, I haven't had anything that I couldn't help or couldn't deal with. But I am quite experienced in this area now and very confident in what I'm doing. So, as I say, so far, so good. But I do really hope that, you know, some more people get involved in spreading the word and educating people, because I think the mental health issue is a major problem. I did meet last March. I gave a talk at the monastery in Manchester in the UK about entity possession and about a young guy of 24 I knew who was actually clairaudient, and he could hear angels speaking to him and spirit, and he told his parents, and they had took him to the doctors and had him put on antipsychotic drugs. And I was talking about this in one of the talks I was giving at the monastery to a group, and one of the girls in the audience had put her hand up and asked me if she could share her story. And she had an entity in her head that told her she was the devil, and that she had to go back to her own dimension through water. And she actually tried to drown herself in the river, and she was sectioned for 3 weeks, put on drugs, and then sent home. And I felt so sorry for this woman when I met her. She was only in her 30s. I actually said, you know, come and see me and I'll take this entity out. I knew she had one, but I'm clairvoyant, so I can see the energy in the body and around the body. Oh, yeah. And these look like shadows to me. So they look like ink stains, but on a hazy level of view. You know, like Casper, the friendly ghost in the movie. So they're a bit transparent, but they look like a darker patch. So I actually did a treatment on her, and we removed the entity. And it was like, it was probably about 4 inches across and about 18 inches long, like a loaf of bread. And it was like black slime. And it went from the top of the head down her spine to just behind the heart. And this was all cleared out in one session. No dramas, no frothing at the mouth and screaming like people would expect to be going on. Just, you know, really gentle, easy release. This is the type of thing that, you know, you can find going on with people. And it's very common. And people are being sectioned and being given drugs and locked up for something that, you know, a competent healer could fix in an hour. So there's more education needed, definitely. We need to find somebody to invest in this and do something about it, really.
Right. Now, when you confront this entity, do you have to get firm with it and sort of order it to leave somebody's body? Because I imagine the entity that starts to experience again on Earth through another human would be very reluctant to leave.
Well, some of them are more spirit-based, as you say, and you can have actually communicate with them on that level. And some of them don't want to go, generally, because they're frightened. And, you know, they don't want to go into the light and they've found somewhere to rest. But they can be causing the problem, you know, can be causing the host an illness in their body because there's an energy mass there that shouldn't be there. So, yes, some of them don't want to leave, but if you know what you're doing and you're flushing the body with light, it tends to flush them out anyway. Other ones are simply energy masses that just, you know, probably a lot of the ones that cause depression and that type of thing are about the size of an orange and usually reside on one side of the brain. So they look like a grey or black cloud within the head. And you, again, in the sayings, I feel like I've got, you know, a black cloud hanging over me when people feel low. These are the things that I can actually see. You know, I can see the black cloud, the dark cloud hanging over them, and they can be removed. So much so, I've actually put free healing on my website, a video, so people can sit in front of the computer and, you know, have these energies pulled out of them for free. But anything more serious, obviously, they would need to see a competent practitioner or somebody that's got experience. But as I say, in the past, I've been quite lucky, and I haven't had any problems removing these things from people.
Fine. Now, what you're talking about obviously explains, I guess, why some people commit crimes, even murder, and they say, voices in my head told me to do it. So
absolutely, yeah.
So if the people handling that crime are unaware that someone can be possessed in that way, it's rather sad, isn't it, that that person gets the full weight of the law upon them?
Yeah, well, there's another aspect there that I would like to mention, if you don't mind, and it's not just about entities and possession. It's actually about attention deficit disorder in relation to crime. 87.5% of prisoners, certainly that I know of in the UK, because my friend is she owns the Andrew Muckley Foundation for Arson Research. 87.5%, I think she said, of prisoners suffer from attention deficit disorder. Yeah. Now, attention deficit disorder is when certain parts of the brain switch off and don't function correctly. Again, this can also lead to crime, and people commit crime, and then not. You say, why did you do that? And they say, I don't know. Because the rational part of the mind has switched off, so it's not functioning correctly. There's an amazing book out there. I must tell you about my own book, but this book is very good, and it's not mine. But it's called Healing ADD, the breakthrough program that allows you to see and heal six types of ADD. And it's by Daniel G. Armon, MD. Fascinating book for anybody. It's so good, I've actually added another chapter to my own book to mention this book, because I'm so impressed with what this doctor is doing. He's got a machine to actually measure brainwave function. So it's like an MRI scan would take pictures of the brain. This takes pictures of the energy around the brain and what part of the brain is working or not. So, an active, healthy brain would look like a marshmallow. And when somebody tries to concentrate who's got ADD, for example, holes begin to form. So those particular parts of the brain have stopped functioning correctly. And this is why a lot of children with ADD and things like that have trouble concentrating in the classroom. And as soon as they start to concentrate, the part of the brain that functions with certain techniques and tasks switches off. And this book goes into all the different types. There is a questionnaire in there so you can find out which category you can fall into. And what's brilliant about it is I wouldn't use chemical drugs personally because I'm, you know, my body's a temple and all that, and I believe that there's always natural alternatives. He does actually give you the natural alternatives in the book as well.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would mention is that he uses St. John's wort, and this shouldn't be used by anybody with blood group type O because it can cause other problems. So apart from that, I recommend it for anybody out there that's got children with ADD or even if they suspect they've got it themselves, because it's an amazing book. It's really enlightening. So again, this, you know, this is another reason people can get involved with crime. And if there's an entity as well, you know, then you're at risk from, you know, people committing really serious crimes because they're not in control.
Right. Now, it's funny that we're talking on this subject, because I think it was today or yesterday, I read an article in my daily paper that I take, and it was talking about a guy who was being treated with drugs for his illness, and for some reason they caused a total change in his personality, and he suddenly became very promiscuous and became a gay, which he wasn't before. So that's yet another area, isn't it, where people are being treated for an illness and yeah. then it has an adverse effect like that.
Yeah. And again, you know, the drugs that people are taking can cause other issues to occur. And it's complex. I'm not against the use of drugs, and I think they've got their place in society. To, you know, they help a lot of people, but there are other alternatives as well. That, you know, this guy is a doctor. In fact, I think he's a psychiatrist and a neurosurgeon or something like that. I can't remember offhand now, but he's, you know, very well educated guy. And when he first started with his machine, you know, he was frowned upon, and people thought he was a bit crazy. Now he's a world expert. He's got over 10,000 pictures of people's brains, and he treats, and it tends to run in families as well. This is the other thing. It tends to be hereditary.
Yeah.
ADD is quite a big, it's another major issue in society that is not really being addressed properly. I don't feel it's being addressed properly anyway.
Do you think that is because it isn't really understood?
I think there are it's a lack of understanding on certain levels, and looking at things from not only the physical point of view. You know, we're energetic beings, we're spiritual beings in a physical body, and people need to treat people holistically to get the best results. You know, with disease in the body, you can treat the person holistically, you can find the cause of the disease on the energetic level and remove it, but you still need to treat the physical body as well. You know, it's all interactive. And I think the lack of understanding, again, is lack of holistic treatment. It's very mental and physical. Some emotional stuff is in there, but the spiritual, energetic side of treating people seems to, you know, be shunned. People are waking up. You know, there are doctors out there that are awake, and more holistic stuff is coming into normal medical world. But we need to address it. Certainly, more education is needed.
Right. Now, just moving on to something else I read about your work, there was some mention of organic body care. Would you care to just tell us about that?
I decided to make some products to basically that were vegan or organic, and I treat them during my meditations every day to keep the energy of the product high. Anything you put on your skin is being absorbed into your bloodstream. So again, you know, when you were talking about detoxing earlier, it's important that what you choose to put on your skin, your creams and lotions and potions, that they're good quality and they're high quality. And even if you're buying high quality products, if they're being stored in low frequency spaces, that's affecting the products. So with mine, I cleanse them every day using remote healing techniques, bringing the diamond energy through them to keep the vibrational frequency of the products high.
What was that you referred to, which you did speak of a little bit earlier, the diamond energy?
Okay, Crystal Key is a system that was channeled to me in 2003, and basically it works with Crystal Key is an energy. Anybody knows about the energy in the body? We've got all the different colors going up through the chakra system, beautiful colors of the rainbow. When you go above the crown, you've got the white, silver, gold, platinum, and then diamond, and then source, which is opalescent pearl type energy. And Crystal Key is a combination of the diamond and source energy. So it's extremely high frequencies, very, very pure, light and cool as it passes through the body. And this system was channeled through me, as I say, in 2003, and I was asked to take it out into the world and to teach it to the teachers, which was quite daunting at the time.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed challenge, so I took myself off to night school and did a teacher training course, various other courses, and I've been working with it and teaching it now for the last, I've been teaching it for about 6 years, 7 years now, and it's evolved into 4 different workshops. So it's basically bringing a disc of diamond energy like a saucer down through the aura and through the physical body, and as that moves through, it breaks down energy blocks in the system, a bit like a detergent would in your washing machine. And then a net of diamond energy is placed around the outside of the aura, a bit like a fishing trawler net would surround something. It's tied at the top, and then that net passes up through the aura, through the physical body, and it takes away any discordant energies, fear, pollution, this type of thing. And then another disc is passed down through to fill all of the gaps and voids with diamond energy. So the diamonds have opalescent colors of the rainbow in there, so your body absorbs exactly what it needs from the diamonds. If it needs yellow, it takes yellow. If it needs green, it takes green. So everybody gets what they need for them. So you could pass this through 10 different people and they'll all get 10 different results from it, which is what happens when I do my healing demonstrations to mass audiences. There's a big one coming up in London on the 12th of the 12th of the 12th. That's the celebration of light and sound. And there's another one at the 21st of December at the Odeon Cinema in the West End that I'll be at as well. So there's a lot going on in the next month. So this is what Crystal Key is about, and I teach people how to use it. You can take it through yourself, through your buildings, through your food, through your animals, through landmass, and at level one, I even teach people how to take it through the planet. So you can work with your friends or with the spiritual beings, with the angels, if that's what you like to work with, and you can make a big difference with it. It's a very simple technique, but very powerful, very beautiful, and very blessed to have been given it, actually.
So if I get this right, when you send the healing out, you're not actually visualizing any particular colors, but whatever each individual needs, they actually get.
Exactly. When I see it, when it moves through people, to me, it looks like a translucent sort of sheet of microscopic diamond energy. So it's hazy but transparent. That's what it looks like to me clairvoyantly. And it also contains sound. So some people, if they're very sensitive, when it passes through their body, they may even hear Tibetan bells, they may hear church bells, they may hear, piano concerto. It's really quite profound the way it works.
Yes, I guess it won't be too long before perhaps you venture into sound healing as well.
Well, it's looking that way. It's, I may be going on a course this weekend, yeah. So I am thinking about incorporating all of that. But I'm always working on something new because I like to learn. I'm one of these people that thrives on learning and sharing with the people around me. I like to teach, and I love. Well, I'm passionate about my work.
Yeah, brilliant. Yes, lovely. Now, do you by any chance read the messages that come out from Archangel Metatron?
Now and then I do. I have a friend who's very into surfing the net and finding interesting websites and things, a Lightworkers website and so on, and he sends me snippets of information. So yeah, I do actually work with Metatron and Archangel Michael as well,
right?
And I also work with the Ascended Masters, with Kuan Yin, when I'm working with clearing property, because I use crystal key to cleanse people's property with my own form of feng shui. And yeah, I'm very open to these energies. Have been working with them for, you know, for the last 10 years now.
I thought you must be, because it's not that Metatron is the only one who's very strong on 12-12 and the 21st of the 12th, but you're indicating that you're holding these what will be special gatherings on those dates, and as far as we know, there will be a very powerful input of energy which you're going to use, aren't you?
Well, I'm hoping to be able to perform a global fear detox on the 12-12 in preparation to clear the energy from the planet before the shift takes place on the 21st. The 21st is a movie premiere in London with Dolores Cannon. I'm sure you've heard of Dolores, amazing lady.
Read nearly all of her books, yes.
Yeah, she's really clued up and very open about the extraterrestrials as well, which is something that, you know, I'm also very open-minded to all of the galactic masters and, you know, our beings that are waiting to come in and connect with us.
Indeed, yes. I think there are a lot of us waiting for the same reasons, and it's going to be an extraordinary month, I think, for those. Well, because of those two dates, if not for anything else. So, do you have direct contact with ETs then in any of your work?
I was a clairvoyant child, so I've always been very open to some rather unusual visions, shall we say. And I shut that down when I was 11. So yes, is the answer to that. I'm very open minded. I spoke at the Bob International Conference in October near St. Anne's in the UK. So a couple of hundred in the audience that came from all over the world to a conference there, and we actually brought in some extraterrestrial energy into the room through a meditation, and quite a high percentage of the people in the room were able to use their mind's eye. I teach people how to look in a different way to the human eyes. I teach people to close their eyes and use their psychic vision to see, because these beings reside in another dimensional frequency. And if you really want to look, you need to close your eyes to look. And I teach people how to do this. And there are a lot of amazing people out there now, like Stephen Greer and Dolores Cannon and others, you know, traveling the world and bringing in these information from the, you know, the star people, as I prefer to call them now. They don't like being called aliens, I don't think. We're the aliens. And, there's a lot of good work going on, but we need to remove the fear, which is what I spoke about when I was in the conference, because people don't realize that when they're watching, I mean, when we were young, we watched movies like, you know, the Space Invasions and they're coming, you know, coming to get you and all of this. And it actually plants seeds of fear in your subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And we need to clear that fear out, because it's, they're just movies. Unfortunately, the subconscious mind is very, very vulnerable, and it believes these things. Your conscious mind goes, oh, it's only a movie, but your subconscious doesn't. It doesn't decide, you know, doesn't realize it's only a movie. And these fears are polluting the reality that we create in, because the subconscious mind in creates the mass conscious, and the mass conscious creates the reality. So I actually did a fear detox on the audience, and you know, luckily they were all up for it. It was fantastic. And you know, this is what I'm hoping to be able to do on 12/12, all being well, so we can really clear the fear from the mass consciousness of the planet, and go into the new era without that fear, and, you know, open our hearts and minds to the new beings that are waiting to connect with us, because there are some very special beings out there, indeed beautiful.
Absolutely. So I guess you're at home with the idea that the 21st of the 12th is a form of ascension.
Yeah, well, I'm teaching people how to ascend using crystal key, and I teach people how to astral project so that they can go into other realms of existence and learn in other areas, how they can dimension hop, how they can go into their past lives to heal themselves. My workshops are very, you know, informative on many different levels, because in order to ascend, we need to be able to do a lot of work on ourselves, unless you can afford to, you know, I work on myself every day and have done for years. And if you needed to pay somebody to do that, you know, you would be into hundreds and thousands of pounds, and not everybody's got that money. So I'm giving people the techniques they need to be able to help themselves. My first book gives the techniques in the book, and as I say, there's a YouTube video that people can, they could get the ebook, or they can download the what's on YouTube for $1.99 and be working on themselves. So I'm trying to give, you know, access to everybody to get access to this system, because it's very easy, and it's very pure, and it makes a difference. It really does make a difference. You can go all the way to the top with Crystal Key. It's your choice on how far you want to go, how far you want to expand your mind, your consciousness. And that's I've got four books out at the moment. Do you mind if I talk a little bit about those?
Please do. But what was the title of the ebook that you've just mentioned?
The first one is The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior.
Repeat it again. The Angel?
The Angel, the Witch and the Warrior.
The Witch.
The Witch and the Warrior. And it's
a witch. It's
a, yeah, a witch, yeah.
I thought you said whip.
No.
The Witch and the Warrior. Okay.
The Witch and the Warrior, yeah.
Yes, tell us about your books then, yes.
Okay, well, that's got 40 chapters on different subjects. It's really easy reading, very educational. 40 different chapters to do with what's going on in the world, the meaning of life, meditation, autism, angels, consciousness, healing, you name it, really. I tried to cram as many subjects into it as I possibly could. And it's also got the healing technique in there, and the instructions on how to do it. And the verbal instructions are available as a download as well from my website for $1.99, so that people don't even have to read while they're, you know, they're learning. They can actually just download it and listen to me talking them through it. The other three books are about my astral travel. So they're fictional adaptations of my out-of-body astral traveling with Archangel Michael to all of these different dimensions, to the healing chambers in the pyramids in Egypt, and to various other amazing places. And what you can expect to happen to your body as you're ascending, as your DNA is changing, I not only talk about a lot of books out there talking about 12 strands of DNA, possibly 28. I think in my fourth book, I'm looking into 58 strands of DNA being activated. And there are more. There are a lot more. So these books are a journey, really, on how to ascend using Crystal Key and, you know, doing it yourself. You don't need to go and live in a monastery to become enlightened masters and ascended masters and avatars. In fact, I think in book three, in book two, I talk about soul implants and these type of things that you need to remove from your body in order for you to go up to the next level of consciousness.
Yeah.
So there's some, there's diagrams in there. And in book three, I talk about the new map of consciousness. Are you aware of the map of consciousness by Dr. David Hawkins?
No.
He wrote Power versus Force.
I mean, I know of him, but I'm not familiar with that, no.
Yeah, well, he wrote, he created the original map of consciousness, which takes people on a scale of 0 to 1,000. And basically, he said that below the level of 200 is below the level of integrity. So you've got greed, apathy, guilt, fear, blame, this type of thing. And then when you're moving up through, you're going into 400 is wisdom, for example, 500, your heart's open, 600, your higher heart's open, 700 up to 1,000. He said you were enlightened. I've actually downloaded or channeled the new map, which goes up to 11,000 in my third book. And it moves through at 950 is master level, 1050 is enlightened master, 1500 is ascended master. So this means that you're, you know, as you're raising your frequency, your essence, your vibrational frequency is resonating at that frequency. Moving on up, you go into 2000 is emperor, 3000 is goddess, god, 3,500 saint, 4,000, 5,000 is avatar and avatar supreme. Then you're moving on up to 6,000, which is rishi, which is, at this stage, you get the choice to surrender your free will if you choose to. And then you've got angel at 7,000, archangel at 8,000, 9,000 is galactic master, 10,000 is oversoul. An oversoul is a very wise soul that is in charge of a, not in charge, but it's kind of guides a larger group of souls. And then at 11,000, you're looking at Time Lord. So the map is what my students work towards, moving through this map with their, you know, with the tools that they're taught in the workshop, so they can ascend to any one of those levels that they choose to go to. And I give them the tools to be able to do that. And each book goes through, you know, a couple of thousand on the scale. So I think that there's 7 books there. There's 4 published at the moment.
How does one measure at what point they are at any given time?
This is done by, I teach people how to, in the level one workshop, how to communicate with their higher mind, their higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And then as they move up through level two, and level three, they're taught to communicate with the next level up, which is the God self, which is the higher super consciousness again, moving up. And then beyond that into the level four workshop, they're actually communicating with their soul. So they're taught to work with their higher consciousness to read their vibrational frequency and the vibrational frequency of their clients or their friends or, you know, whoever they need to find out. I mean, I do actually give people their vibrational frequency. If they bought the book and they've got the map and they want to know, £4 or £5 donation to the Crystal Key Foundation, which is the fund. You know, there is a website for that. So if there's anybody wants to do that, they can get the ebook, read the map. If they want to know where they are, make a donation. Great.
Mm-hmm. Right. I must say I had a look around your web, but I can't remember seeing offhand anything about the ebooks. Are they on your sort of regular website?
Yeah, I've got 3 websites. There's one for, yeah, the crystalkey.com is my books, workshops and products. I've got J. Regan Sinclair Harley Street, which is my Harley Street treatments and my corporate consultations and testimonials. And then I've got the foundation, crystalkeyfoundation.com, which is the foundation fund that I created myself a couple of years ago with donating half of my money from my fees at Harley Street. And that is, they've all got new videos on actually that have only gone on just over a week ago. In about 2 weeks' time, they will all have, there will be 6 or 8 MP3s on there with binaural brainwave frequency. So it's going to be updated in the next couple of weeks. So anybody out there, please, you know, if you have a look at the site now, come back to it in a couple of weeks' time and check out these new MP3s. I've created an amazing meditation called the Crystal Key Throne of Manifestation, where people are actually guided through a meditation to go into sitting in this diamond throne to manifest their desires, along with releasing victim consciousness, poverty consciousness, limiting beliefs, and a couple of other things that slip my mind at the moment because right. I've been working on them all week. So there's a lot of new stuff going on the website in the next week or two. So please, you know, if you do have a look after the show, go back to it in a couple of weeks and you know, check out the MP3s, as they're good stuff.
Right. I don't suppose there is any connection, but when you talk of the Crystal Key Foundation, do you actually do any work with crystals as such?
The only work I actually do with crystals to raise money for the foundation is I give readings. I channel source energy. When I give my demonstrations, when I do my public speaking, I'm actually a channel, and I channel source. I allow source to speak through me. So I'm actually giving a limited amount of readings through the foundation, where I give people a diamond, a Herkimer diamond, which is an amazing crystal, about the size of a peanut. And these can actually help you connect to source. They detox the body. They help with creativity and all sorts of amazing stuff. There's information on the foundation website about that. So I give people half an hour reading, and while I'm giving them the reading, the crystal is in my hand and their reading is being programmed into the crystal. And then the crystal is sent to them, and I give them the information on how to use their crystal as an oracle for themselves, so that they can actually use it to tune in and ask questions and get information from source using their crystal. So physical crystals. I've also got a crystal spear wand that I use in treatments as well, which is a very special crystal. And this is used to break down energy masses in the body. But generally, I work with etheric crystals rather than solid ones.
Right. Now, you've obviously must have done a lot of work of this nature before to come into this lifetime and cover so many different aspects. Did you actually know where you came from?
Yeah, I'm told that I come from Atlantis. Yeah. I've also done a lot of work in Egypt in past life. I was apparently oracle to the pharaohs, worked with crystals in that lifetime. So I do work with etheric crystals, as I say, and etheric tuning forks as well when I'm working with people. So I can work with etheric sound now, rather than the physical stuff. Quite a few past lives, actually. I was also a shaman in a past life. Been involved with Christ, apparently, 2,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of history there. A lot of interesting stuff. And when I've tapped into it, this is where all of this old healing knowledge and ability, it just feels so natural to me, really. Astral traveling is very natural, and I've been lucky to have a very open mind all my life, really. There's no limits to it. I believe that we're capable of amazing things. I believe we're all capable of, you know, being gods in our bodies and completely changing our reality, especially when we work as a team. And hopefully, you know, in the new year, everybody's going to realize that and things are changing. We can see it changing already, though.
Yes, I feel it, certainly. But when you were an oracle to the pharaohs, were you actually working in the Temple of Isis?
As far as I'm aware, and there is a guy in the UK who gives readings, a very well-known chap, that actually told me that my mummified body is actually in the museum in Egypt. And I was planning to go over there last January to see it, but there was trouble in Egypt, I don't even remember, last year. Yes. And my cruise was cancelled, so I ended up going to Sri Lanka again instead. Oh, wow. But I do hope to get over there one day and have a look at that, because that sounds quite weird, really. Interesting, but still a bit weird to be able to go and see your own mummified body.
Indeed, yes. Especially when all you can see is usually a load of bandages.
Well, as I say, I've got an open mind. I suppose I need to go and see it to believe it, really. If I go there and I get goose pimples all over, it'll probably feel right. But I do keep an open mind about everything. You have to, I think.
Yes. I know what you mean. I did my national service in Egypt and had the opportunity to go to the Cairo Museum and also inside the Great Pyramid, and it didn't mean anything to me then, but of course since my awareness and understanding has grown, I would love to go back again, and I would be in a different frame of mind. But I feel it was connecting me with Egypt again, because I was given a previous life pre-Pharaoh times as a priest. I think you get drawn back to places where perhaps some of your energy is still keyed in somewhere.
Definitely, definitely. And there's a big transition happening, isn't there, on the 3rd of December around the pyramids. They're lining up with three of the planets.
That's right. I read about that just in the last week on the web, yes.
Yeah, I think that's probably another important date that, you know, people that meditate might want to get involved in and have a look on the internet. There's a lot. December's a really amazing month, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, you can look at almost any day and there's something like an eclipse going on and alignments. Yes, it's a very powerful one indeed.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a really exciting time to be on Earth, I think.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned that you work amongst other beings with Archangel Michael. Do you actually get messages from him? And if you do you distribute any of them?
Michael, actually, is very quiet. He's been with me for 10 years, and he's very quiet. He doesn't really talk to me that much. He's always by my side. I tend to have more of a connection with Source these days, and I am being asked to put together a blog, which I might start working on in the new year, and give messages to people, because I am being given some predictions about some of the changes that are going to be happening on the planet. I need to share this with people when the time's right. What actually happens when I do that, I do set my ego self to one side and just allow Source to come into me and write or speak. And probably the best way to do it, if I can figure out how to do it, is for me to just speak in and record it and then perhaps put that on a blog rather than typing. I don't like typing.
No.
It's not one of my gifts, I'm afraid. But I have a friend who said she will type it up if I need help. So that is on the cards. It is on the cards, actually.
Lovely. Now, when you talk of Source, do you mean the Source entity of our universe, or the supreme Source that some people like Guy Needler called the Origin?
When I say source, I mean the source of creation, as in, excuse me a minute, what people would refer to probably as God the Father. I know God's not really a popular word these days, but I quite like the word God. It sits well with me, but I do mean the center and the source of creation, and what most religions would call God the Father. And that energy comes through me, and I know when I'm channeling, because if I stop, I have no idea what I've just said, and I have no idea what I'm going to say next. But these amazing talks just continue, you know, and I just put myself on the stage and I open up and I just ask Source to speak through me and give the people the information they need, and let it happen. And that's what happens. And the same thing when I give, you know, the readings to people through the website.
Yeah.
And it also happens when I do certain healings on people that have got serious illness as well. And this is where, you know, you hear people bringing in Holy Spirit to help people clear disease from the body and this type of thing. And this is why I'm really working towards having a big center where I can help children, because I know I can help them. It's not me, I'm just the conduit, but I'm a very clean conduit, and it allows very pure energy to come through.
Let me just recap on something here. When you talk about your readings, do you do an MP3 and send it to the person, or do you do a live reading over the telephone? I mean, how does it work?
I do either a live reading over the telephone or on Skype, and then the reading is given to them in their crystal. So they get their crystal. They hold their crystal, and they can just sit and say, what did Janine say about this? And the information will come straight back to them through the crystal.
Right, okay.
So the crystal's programmed with their reading in it. This is very ultra-modern way of giving readings now.
Sounds very good.
It's what we did in Atlantis. We sent messages with crystals. Crystals were programmed for all sorts of things.
Yeah. Do you remember some of your time in Atlantis then?
I've had some journeys back there. I remember a lot more time in Egypt than I do Atlantis, but to be honest, I've travelled to that many different places in the astral planes because I journey every day. It's something I do as a course of habit and growth on a daily basis now. So there is an awful, you know, there's an awful lot of places for us to travel if we want to. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. What's out there, in there, however you want to look at it. It's fascinating stuff, consciousness.
I bet, yeah. For some reason, I would put it this way. Spirit do not allow me to go into the astral, and I can only ever really remember one occasion, and that was when, you might otherwise say it was a dream, when I was taken somewhere to see a scene in one of my last lives where I died, and that was about the only time. So you seem to be able to go at will if you go every day.
I can, I can go at will. And I'm so – when you've been working at this level for a long time, your brainwave frequencies actually alter. So my brainwave frequencies are very slow in a – so I'm in a kind of semi-trance meditative state of consciousness all the time, really, a bit, you know, a bit like – sort of monks in monasteries are, but not quite that laid back. But so your brainwave frequencies are in that level, it's very easy for you to just close your eyes and step out of your body and go wherever you want. And I'm very fortunate in being able to do that, really. I can travel through wormholes and into other dimensions almost immediately. I don't even have to do the breathing techniques that I teach my students to do anymore, because it's just, you know, I've been doing it for years now, really.
Amazing. Are you sure you're a normal woman?
Definitely not normal.
Gosh, the things you do just thoroughly amaze me. But just getting back to the pharaohs, were you ever given the name of the pharaoh that you must have been the oracle for, or which time you were there?
Do you know, people ask me a lot about names, and the one thing that really doesn't come across when I'm out there is names. They're not spiritual beings, are not really into names. They tend to know one another by their vibrational frequencies.
Yeah.
You know, names are a very human thing.
Yes.
So, and I don't normally ask their names, to be honest. It's something that I rarely do. So, no, and the answer to that is no, I don't have their names, no.
Okay. It's not important, I guess, but humans are very curious about these things. And, in fact, we do like names, don't we, that we can sort of pigeonhole people with.
Yeah, we do. We pigeonhole a lot of things, don't we? It's it's a habit of ours. But, no, they tend to feel you, because when you're out there, it's all about light and frequencies and encodements. So, you know, messages are, you know, it's telepathic as well. It's all, you know, telepathic communication.
Yes, right. Okay. So, where you mentioned about your e-books and you said they were $1.99, I suppose we must point out that you're talking about pounds and not dollars.
The e-books are £4.99.
$4.99, okay.
Yeah, the books are. Actually, I'm going to be dropping the price of them in a week or so.
Yeah.
So, again, if anybody's going to buy anything, you know, I'd wait for another week, because I'm knocking a pound off that price. And the downloads are £1.99, yeah. But the new MP3s will be going up there, be £4.99, which is about $3.50, is it? I don't know. No, it's not.
It's under three, actually, I would say. Over three, rather. Just over $3, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, just over $3 on the current rate of exchange that you read in the papers. Yes, it is.
Right.
That's fine. I think I've exhausted most of my questions, and you've raised a lot by the things you've mentioned. But is there anything that we haven't covered that you would like to talk about?
The only thing that I think we haven't covered is the other thing that I do offer for the foundation, because I'm really trying to get people to help me bring some money into the foundation, and I will be donating profits from my books. And I've created a healing list, so people can add themselves to the healing list for as little as £5 a month, and they will receive this diamond energy being brought through them every night while they're asleep to clear fear. So they go onto the healing list. I meditate every day. I journey, astral project every day. And every day I do this healing. It's ritualistic with me now, and it has been for a long time. So if people can add themselves, you know, make that donation. There's also this week, there is a new page going on there for donations. If people are feeling generous and would like to help, you know, even a pound would be helpful. I think we've gone up to, you know, people can donate up to 1 million or 10 million. And we've actually put a note next week. Yes, we do believe in miracles.
Why not?
You know, that's how the Brahma Kumari started off. The guy that owned the diamond mines sold all his diamond mines and gave his money to the sisters that created the Brahma Kumaris. They've now got 129 centers all over the world.
Wonderful.
That's a miracle. You know, miracles do happen. And I believe that, you know, this is going to come to fruition. So if people want to help, you know, obviously they will be getting something in return if they want to put their name on their healing, on the healing list, and set up a standing order to pay, you know, £5 a month. That'd be great. And I can't think of anything else now. Also, in the future, I'm looking to come over to America and start to teach in workshops over there. So if there's anybody there that would be interested in helping out to organize this, please, you know, do get in touch, because currently I don't know anybody over there that can help. So, you know, Crystal Key, I need to take it out into the world. It's time. It's time.
If they want to get in touch, will they find your email address on one of your webs?
Yeah, there's contact pages on all of the websites.
Right.
So they just need to click on the contact page. And, you know, I'll get back to them as soon as I can. I usually answer my emails within 24, 48 hours.
Right. Now, I think you ought to confirm your website address to Crystal Key and spell it, because people may not realise how it's spelled.
Okay, well, all the sites are linked anyway. So if you go onto the crystalkey.com site, you will be able to get access to Harley Street site and the treatments. I mean, I do offer treatments I treat people all over the world on Skype. And it's www.crystalkey, which is CrystalKey.com. Okay, and the foundation is thecrystalkeyfoundation.com, if people want to go and have a look at that. But there's videos on there, as I say. There's a video Crystal Key healing demonstration, so people can go and have some healing for free if they just, you know, want to check it out and see what's going on. And anybody else who wants to, you know, to get in touch with inquiries, please feel free. And look out for, you know, the new MP3s and the new ebooks. The ebooks are going to be updated as well, because I've added some more information to my book. So they're all in the process of being done over the next sort of week or so.
Right. I mean, this is only just an additional question, and I've suddenly thought of, but do you have a team that works with you, or is it just you?
At the moment, I've got two of the women that help me. Jane has been with me for a couple of years now. My friend Suzanne, who she's also an author and creator of, she's the founder of True Life Co. She wants to help me run this foundation. So, you know, we're currently manifesting a big manor house in the countryside where we can set this up and as a school of excellence teaching. Place where people can come for healing for the mind detoxes, and you know, where people can bring their children for help as well. And eventually I will be, you know, working with the new healing techniques and old healing techniques, even some of the shamanic stuff, the ayahuasca, but without the tea that gives you the sickness and diarrhea.
Right. A question that might lead on to something else here, but have you heard about the cities of light that are going to appear?
But not exactly in that term. Why cities of light? What do you mean?
Well, there are very large cities of healing and other purposes, including education. Each city maybe would have a slightly different thing to fulfill. But they're coming down as part of the New Age changes, and they will have everything in there, certainly in the first one, which it is said will appear in Sedona, in Arizona, all new methods of healing and things like that.
Fantastic.
I couldn't help thinking you might have come across that because of your interest in that type of thing.
Yeah, well, usually, my friend John keeps me pretty clued up on what's going on. He's one of these people that surfs the net all the time while I'm busy working. So, yeah, I am interested in having a look into that. I'm also interested in the Hollow Earth as well. I travel to the Hollow Earth and Shambhala Temple in the center of the planet. So there's a lot of places to go.
Absolutely, yes. Well, just let me add, one of the reasons why I mentioned the City of Light is I just learned in the last week that the second one is going to appear in England, but they don't know exactly where the location will be.
Right.
But I could send you the details so that you could have the site address and the lady, Jeannie Townsend's name, who is like the lady who fronts it at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Brilliant, thank you.
Yeah, I think my listeners are already aware because I've had Jeannie on my programme a couple of times and she's going to come on again in December. I'm hoping by then there might be more news about the first City of Light. But anyway, fine. Well, it's been terrifically interesting talking to you, Janine. You're very well informed, and of course, you make me feel tired just talking about all the work you do.
There's 10 years of work there, Michael. It's been a journey and a half. It's been really amazing ups and downs at times.
Yes,
it's interesting and it's fascinating.
Yeah, I think
Thank you so much.
Well, you're very welcome. And I must say, I think that when we... that shall we call ourselves the light workers, are doing what we were meant to do when we come to the earth, it's very fulfilling.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I remember 10 years ago somebody saying to me about going up on stage and talking about angels, and I said, do you know what, people are going to think I'm crazy if I do that. And then 5 years ago, Spirit said to me, we want you eventually on stage talking about extraterrestrials. And I said, do you know what, people are going to think I'm crazy if I do that. But and then I got invited to this probe conference, and it just went down so well that I've completely removed my fear now. I don't mind what people think, as long as the people like yourself that are awake get information, get the help you know they need, and realise that there are people out there that haven't got any limits to their consciousness, and we are normal. We're perceived maybe as a different, but we certainly are normal. It's the rest of them we need to worry about.
Absolutely, yes, I agree with you. Well, it's been absolutely great to speak with you. Thanks for coming on to the program, Janine, and I wish you every success with all your different ventures.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's been really great talking to you. Have a good Christmas and New Year, by the way. It's not far away.
No, and you as well, indeed. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Cheerio. Well, friends, that was a terrific program there. What a lovely lady, and she's a very good speaker as well. Now, next week I have Mari D. Jones. She is an author, producer, screenwriter, speaker, researcher, radio host, and the co-founder of Para Explores. She's written 10 books, so we will no doubt discuss her latest book, which is called This Book Is From the Future, A Journey Through Portals, Relativity, Wormholes, and Other Adventures in Time Travel. So that sounds very tasty, I think. So thank you for being with me today, and I do hope you can make it next week. God bless you all. Thank you very much.